Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. It is Think Thursday, and I hope that each and every one of you out there had a victorious day. We have a great show coming on today. We have some information for you, some education for you, because we care and share here. But before we get going, you know, I just want to put this out here, because we have 5 days before we make that change. Whether we regard difficulties in life as misfortunes, or whether we view them as good fortune, depends entirely on how we have forged our inner determination. It all depends on our attitude or inner state of life. With a dauntless spirit, we can lead a cheerful and thoughtfully enjoyable life. We can develop a self of such fortitude that we can look forward to life's trials and tribulations with a sense of profound elation and joy. And we can say, come on, obstacles, I've been expecting you. This is the chance that I've been waiting for. You know, we're going to go into a lot of obstacles out there. You know, change agents become change makers. And on that note, I'm going to play a little bit of Keiko for you before we bring our first guest on that has so much great information for you. You are going to really have something to think about when this young lady gets through with you. Let's listen to Keiko. That is Keiko Masui with Walking on the Bridge, and we have to walk, roller skate, slide, do whatever we have to do to get to those poles in 5 days for the victory day. And this lady that's coming on is going to give you some information, give you some thought process, so that she can kind of like relieve the tension. You know, we got a lot of stuff going out of there, a lot of confusion. We have Miss British Wajar with us, and British is a... how can I put it? A wonderful family, mother, children, husband, busy, busy lady. And for her to take our time and come with us today, I really, really appreciate it. Bridget moved here 15 years ago from Chicago, Illinois. She's on the board of Legal Women Voters. And at this time, she's conducting pros and cons on presentations on the proposals on the upcoming ballot. Her industry is the banking industry, in which she supports regulatory regulations. Now, you know, that's some moving and some grooving out there. So I'd like to say, Miss British Way, are you on the line with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan this evening?
I am. Linda, how are you? How is everyone?
I'm wonderful, British. Thank you so much. I know it's busy, busy, busy time. You're a busy person. But the information, we don't have a lot of time to take care of everything, but I'm going to put this bag out there now. After the great victory day, we'd like to have you come back and tell us more. So I'm going to put you on the spot right now. But while you're making up your mind, just tell us what you want to tell us. And help us out here, Ms. Bridget Wagon.
Well, good evening. Linda, thank you so much for asking me to join you this evening. And, yes, October has been an extremely busy month, and I have conducted, I would say, maybe 5 or 6 presentations that go through the propositions on the upcoming ballot. And as a member of League of Women Voters, what we really try to do is encourage informed and active participation in government by encouraging everyone to vote, right? And so one leg of that with voter services is that we go out and do these presentations to try to educate as many people as possible on these propositions on the ballot. What does a yes vote mean? What does a no vote mean? And what is a proposition? And so I think, as opposed to going through all of the propositions, because we definitely don't have that amount of time, I'll just kind of give you a brief overview at this point, right? So hopefully by this time everyone has received their official ballot and they've had a chance to take a look at that. So we know that there's 12 propositions on the ballot, and that there are 2 measures. So we have Measure RR, which is for LAUSD, a bond for LAUSD, and Measure J, which would allow the counties to redirect some of the funding in the budget. And so one thing that I do want to point out, not just with this election, but with every election, is that it's very important to understand what's in the proposition and what type of proposition it is. So, for instance, it could be a bond measure, which we do have a bond measure. It could be a constitutional amendment, or it could be an initiative. And what is important to keep in mind as it relates to initiatives specifically is that the legislature cannot amend a voter-approved measure except as that measure allows. And so if you want to amend an initiative, you would have to amend it with another initiative. And that a great example of that is Proposition 13, right? So that's been in place since the 70s, and any changes to that have to be brought to the voters. And that's why we have Proposition 15 on the ballot right now, which would change how property taxes would be assessed on certain commercial properties that are valued at over $3 million. And this has been a very controversial proposition for a couple of reasons. The one thing is that the reason this is coming on the ballot is to really encourage increased funding to schools and local communities and municipalities. The other aspect of this is we're in a situation where commercial properties receive the same benefits as residential owners. Just a few things to keep in mind as it relates to that proposition, because I think there's some a little bit of misguided information that's being provided. When we generally talk about commercial properties, a lot of times that does include multifamily buildings, so apartment buildings. However, for the purpose of Proposition 15, multifamily units are excluded because Prop 15 wanted to make sure it did not impact residential or homeowners or renters. And so I think that's one key point to just keep in mind. It does not impact multifamily units. And even if the property is mixed use, so let's say there's a storefront on the first floor and there are apartments up above, it will only reassess the square footage that's being used for commercial use.
Okay.
And the proposition does allow for the legislature, I'm not saying that it will, but the proposition allows for the legislature to say, hey, if the property is 75% residential in terms of square footage, we can exclude this property altogether from the reassessment based on the commercial value. And so those are kind of some like the major misconceptions that I've been hearing or reading about as it relates to Prop 15 that I wanted to call out. I know one other big thing that's come out is live workspaces. And I did look at the proposition, the text again, to try to see. And there is language in there that speaks to if the property is zoned as commercial industrial but is primarily used for residential, it would be excluded. Now, the question is, if it's live-work, how does that work? And I know that that has or could have a significant impact. The one particular community I was speaking with someone about this was like Echo Park, Silver Lake area, I want to say.
Yes.
And so, you know, this really just goes back to showing how like it's so important for us to do our homework and study up on these propositions. I would encourage everyone, if you haven't had a chance and you need to get information about the propositions, VotersEdge.org is an amazing website. I'm not just saying that because the league develops it, but it breaks it down for the state of California. It breaks it down by what's on your specific ballot. So whether it's all of the propositions, you can identify all of the candidates that are running in your area, and if they've provided information for the website, it'll give you what their top priorities are, who is endorsing the candidates, and, you know, just a lot of general information that can help you make an informed decision or a more informed decision than you would have by just looking at the names and trying to figure it out. And so I know we're in the crunch right now, and I'll just throw that out there, that VotersEdge.org has been an amazing website. I use it every time. I use it to prepare for my presentations. I use it when I was getting ready to do the ballot for myself. And then I know Ballotpedia is another one that people really enjoy. And so,
yeah,
you know, there's resources available, and we just have to make sure that we're doing this from as informed place as possible. You know, the other thing that I wanted to just share a little bit about referendums, and
okay,
that's specifically because Prop 25 is a referendum. So
okay, for
those who are may or may not be aware, so Prop 25 is asking you if you agree with SB 10, which was passed in 2018, 2019, let me pull it up. But the law was passed to eliminate cash bail. So that was passed in 2018 by the legislature. It never went into effect because this referendum was filed. And so this is saying, no, we want this to go to the people. And if you vote yes for that, that means, yes, I want to eliminate cash bail and I want SB 10 to go into effect. If you vote no, it will not. And it will limit the legislature's ability to bring that bill back to the floor. That proposition has been very controversial as well, because while many organizations who are normally against cash bail, they're actually saying no on this proposition because of the method that would be used to determine how individuals would be evaluated to determine whether or not they stay in jail. And so there's an assessment tool, and it's been said that that assessment tool can have inherent biases in it. And so the text does point out that it will take into consideration someone's age. So if it's going to take in age, is it going to take in your race? And so there's things that could happen that could still cause a lot of bias in that decision. And it also puts a lot of power in the hands of judges to make the final decision in certain aspects. And so there are a lot of nonprofit organizations, community-based organizations that are voting, that are encouraging people to vote no on Prop 25. Alternatively, there are other organizations that are saying, you know, this is a move in the, this is a step in the right direction, and we can work to refine it. So again, it just goes back to what your personal perspective is and what you would like to see, and just making sure again that you're coming from an informed place. I talked too long, Linda, so I'm going to stop and just see
No, you haven't. I'm over here listening because
you want to know about.
I'm listening because when you mentioned Voter's Edge, I know about Voter's Edge, and I will make you laugh about this because, you know, you have experienced my learning technology, right? And it was 2019, I had to go on Voter's Edge because normally I'm on the ballots. Doing something. This year I wanted to kind of like pull back and support a candidate and find out what happens in the back room, because when you're out there hollering vote for me, vote for us, trying to get your information out there, you don't really know the struggles that are going in the back. But Voter's Edge is definitely what it does, because you have to go on there and you're placed to go on there. And when I had to go in, I had to put a photo up and I, you know, give that information. It was the funniest thing. I started about 8 o'clock in the evening, and I was determined. And I don't know how I did it, because there was no one I could call on to have do it for me, but I got in. But Voter's Edge is the voter'sedge.org. It gives you a lot of information. It gives you, you know, what the candidate stands for, you know, the pros and cons of it. So I wanted to say that. And with the propositions going out there, they're so confusing, because when you're looking at television, it's like, yes for 22, no for 22. They come back to back, and it's so darn confusing. You don't really know who to believe. And I've learned a trick that I always go to the bottom and see who's sponsoring it. And I said, well, maybe I'll go the opposite way, okay, because why is this? And you're answering that question, speaking on this initiative with Proposition 25. Yeah, it sounds good. And, yes, it would eliminate that, but, yes, what else will it create? So I am so glad that I have you on, that we're listening to educate, because, like I said, everything is confusing out there. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on. But I tell the listeners all the time, don't worry about it, because winter always turns into spring. And there is a ruling, cause and effect is very strict. So when you got evil, ugliness, not doing the right proper thing, don't worry about it. Keep a smile on your face. Move forward and make it happen, and especially if you're a change agent. So these two initiatives, 25 has always been in question. You spoke about going into, what is it, was it 19 we spoke on?
19 is another one.
Yes, tell me a little bit about 19.
Yeah. So 19 is, that one is also going to make a few changes as it relates to property tax. And so some people may, I don't know if you recall, but in 2018 there was a measure on the ballot to allow eligible homeowners, so it was mostly for, I think, people over 55 to, as opposed to only being limited to move and keep their property tax level once. So there's 10 counties within the state where if you're over the age of 55, you're disabled, you can move to another house that's of equal or lesser value, and you can maintain your property tax base. So you won't have an increase in property taxes, right? So that's allowed one time in 10 counties. You can move in 10 counties. In 2018, they put it on the ballot to say they wanted people to be able to move anywhere in the state. That proposition did not pass. I can't remember which number it was in 2018, but it did not pass. So now, 2020, we have Prop 19, which is going to allow the transfer of the property tax assessed value Again, they want to allow it anywhere within the state of California. In addition to that, as opposed to being just one time, they are going to expand it so they can move up to 3 times in a lifetime. And also, you can maintain, transfer the assessed value to a more expensive home anywhere in the state. And so it'll be an increase in property taxes, but not as much. And so the one thing that it doesn't change, it does maintain a once-in-a-lifetime transfer for victims of wildlife and natural disasters, right? But here is the other challenge. This proposition also narrows special rules for inherited properties. So whereas previously, if you inherited a property, you did not have an increase in your property tax bill. What would happen with Prop 19 is if you inherit a property, first, it only applies to farms and properties that are used as your primary home, and it has to be of the child or grandchild. And so that it narrows it to limit it to just that. So before it was inherited properties, period. Now it's only farms or owner-occupied properties that were inherited from your parent or your grandparent. The other change is that if the market value of the inherited property exceeds the taxable value by over $1 million, you would have a slight increase in your property taxes. And so this proposition, again, is to try to provide more flexibility for homeowners that are on fixed incomes who may be experiencing, you know, just natural disasters. And the narrowing of inherited properties is, again, to try to increase property taxes to help support schools, local jurisdictions. But this proposition will specifically create a California Fire Response Fund and the County Revenue Protection Fund to help fight fires within the state of California, right? Because we, you know, when we have these fires, they become an emergency issue and the state is not necessarily equipped to handle it financially. And so the creation of these funds are supposed to assist with that for fire protection services. And so, you know, I mean, I'll be honest, when this proposition, when the similar proposition was brought to the ballot in 2018, I didn't vote for it because my thought is the potential impact on a particular area. And so this really goes back to how property taxes are allocated, right? So if your schools are a reflection of the property values in your neighborhood and you have an influx of people who can take their assessed values, how is that going to impact the funding for the schools? And that was kind of one perspective that I had. And so I think one other thing that was interesting is I want to say in 2018, the California Association of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors, they were against the proposition for a specific reason, and I can't recall why. But this year, those two are the top two organizations in support of this proposition. And so, you know, to your point, the one organization that's against it that has a significant amount of impact is the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. And you can imagine that they're also against Prop 15, right? And so in addition to following the money, who's for and against it, specifically like following the money, like who's put up the most money for or against a certain measure, I think it's a good point because it tells you where the significant benefit is for that area. But the other thing I don't think people pay a lot of attention to either, though, is with each proposition, when we're talking about these initiatives, is what is the ability for the legislature to change it if it goes into effect. And so for me, that has become a large consideration for how, like whether or not I'll vote for something. If the proposition allows the legislature to change it, without bringing it back to the voters, most likely I'm going to vote against it because I don't agree with that. If it was brought to us initially, it should continue to be brought to us. And something about that, I just don't agree with it. I think that's something else that, and it's not always explicitly communicated. Sometimes you have to dig for that information. And so I know when I did the presentations this year, I tried to make sure I communicated that because I think that it's important because
it is important,
you know, honestly, I don't think that's something that I've looked at in the past. So I'm glad that I made myself aware of it this time to know, because that's where I think a lot of voters have concerns. So for instance,
yes.
Everyone is saying with Prop 15, they're going to come after us next. They're going to come after residential next. Like, well, they can't come after us without bringing it to us unless we say yes on a proposition that says they can come after us without warning. And so, right. So, like I feel comfortable voting against something that's going to increase property taxes in certain areas if I know that, you know, the majority of us who need it are still protected. Not to say that others don't. But,
right.
You know, as long as it doesn't provide that open door for the legislature to make changes on their own without bringing it to the voters, I'm more willing to go yes. But if the legislature can make changes without us, most likely going to vote no.
I like that.
Yep.
I mean, it has to
be a significant thing. Yeah. Yeah,
and it's good things to look at, British, because that's why I tell the young adults when I'm speaking with them, you know, we walk around, we complain, we talk, we grumble, we go on third-hand information, get a seat at that table, learn that legislation, get a part of that, you know, because that's basically where you're going to get that information. And when you put it like that, that is a very important point, and that's why we have to educate ourselves more, and that's why I'm glad that persons like yourself are out there giving the presentations, educating the voters, and it should not be something that we just do when it's time to vote. It should be an ongoing class, you know, because we know that elections come up several times during the year, different types of elections, but they're all important because the persons that sit in those seats, we want to make sure that they can that they can communicate the language and they want to hear you. But I like that about yay and nay toward if they can go in there and switch it. They should be able to bring it back to the people. And on that note, I'm just sitting over here smiling, you know, as you're talking, I'm trying to write, and I like to put out a summary, but I don't like to give the information because I like persons, if they couldn't come on when they listen, they need to hear it, you know. I'm not giving a blog out there. It's just like the things that we touched on in like 15 and 19 and 25 are very, very confusing out there, and I'm going to ask you again before I let you go back to your busy evening. After Tuesday, I will be contacting you because after these things pass, we still need some more education. Would you be willing to help us out on that? I know you're busy, but just giving you some thought out there.
No, you know, I would love to. I would love to, you know, after Tuesday, and once we have an opportunity to regroup, and I say we as the League of Women Voters, just to identify, you know, if there's some key takeaways that we have from this most recent election and what our next initiative is, because something that I know we are for in 2021 is the redistricting initiatives. And so I don't have much information on that yet, but that's, I said, after the election, that's what I'm going to start zoning in on. So I'd love to come back and share in the future.
Okay.
That would be great.
Well, we'd like to say thank you. And listeners, this was British Weya with us. And British has been out there educating the communities, the people on this election, what to look for. I hope this has been relaxing for you. We all get out here and beat the pavement. We do our civic duty. And I'm asking, again, the young adults, get busy. You know, we have a lot of poll workers out there, and we have information. And before I let you go, if you need to find out who needs help, give us a call. call at 323-769-5879, and we can give you some candidates out there that would like to have your support. It's not for or against. It's not who's doing what. It's like who has the conviction and the principles to get the job done. And on that note, British, thank you, thank you. I will be contacting you. I know you're back to the grind. We got 5 days to make this great change. We appreciate you for coming on. We're waking up with Linda McShann.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Linda. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Good night.
Bye.
I was born in a thunderstorm. I grew up overnight. I played alone, I played on my own, I forgot. Hey.
I just wanted to play a little bit of that for you so that you could come on and do what you had to do. To talk to, we're going to have Mr. Mario Tate coming on. We're waiting for him to come in. And Mario Tate is the Tate Experience. And I'm going to tell you something. The Tate Experience is something that once you experience this, and he's listed as the Tate Experience because it in itself, the whole thing is an experience. But we know him as the singing chef. Now, how are you putting those two things together? Because I consider Mario as the one-stop shopper. If you have an event, he themes it. He cooks the food, he caters the food, and then he takes off that chef hat and put on that tuxedo and entertain your guests. And one thing about it, the food, the table, the setup, the whole event is so beautiful. You just stand in the middle of the floor with Oz because he takes care of plenty of business. I call him the one-stop shopper, the Tate Experience, the singing chef, and the food tastes as good as it looks. Once you put your lips on that fork, you're going to be a happy camper, you're going to be totally satisfied, and you're going to have some happy guests. We're going to bring Mr. Mario Tate on with us and see if he's on the line with us this evening. The Tate Experience, Mario, are you with us this evening?
Yes, I am, Linda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, they remember you when you came on and sung my birthday song. So they know who you are. Oh, so you're back again. So you got some more information for us out here.
Your check is in the mail, darling.
Okay, darling. Okay. You know I'm not one that runs naked.
That
you
was,
know I don't run naked in the neighborhood.
That was a well-written introduction and advertisement. Thank you so, so, so much.
And it was all true. I didn't even have to write it down. As I was speaking, I was tasting some of them salmon croquettes and stuff. I tasted over here, okay? But I forgot to tell them one thing. You get so busy whenever there's an event, and if you're booked and you can't cater for me, I beg you to no end to give me a bowl, a dish, or something, because no matter what's being served, Mario has to be on that table. So if that other food don't taste right, I know they're going to be satisfied with yours, and you know that's the way I do it, because that's what it's all about. Mario Tate, talk to us. I put you out there, and you know I don't run naked in the neighborhood, but when I saw the wedding and the event that you did, I had to post that out there because I looked at that. I said, woo-wee. I said, those people was having good fun. They were social distancing. Folks need to know that don't let this COVID stop you. Just call Mario. He'll hook it up for you no matter what you have to do. And I'm just going to be quiet over here because my stomach is growling. I need some chicken salad or something over here.
You know I got you. You know I got you. No, it was really, really, really encouraging during this time because I entered into this whole pandemic that we're dealing with having. I had been a caregiver for close to 20 years, and the young man who I took care of from all of those years passed away last December, and so it left me in the position where I was, you know, I was working that job as full time, but I was always doing my catering and performing, but then that put me in a position, you know, where I was looking towards, you know, really, really going head first into promoting the business, and we were, you know, hit with COVID-19, and that changed things. You know, for the first time in my working career, I was, you know, on unemployment, you know, right. And it was okay for a moment there when they initially, you know, put out the first stimulus act, and, you know, and I was able to, you know, get by. But when they removed that extra $600 a week after a period, it became very difficult, you know. So I started thinking, what am I going to do? So I got in the kitchen and started stirring up body butters and making hand sanitizers and, you know, doing things to keep me not just generating some sort of income to compensate for, you know, what wasn't there, but also for the creativity, the time spent not doing what you love to do. You know, right. There's only, you know, so much cooking I can do up in this kitchen for Albert and I, and the work wasn't coming, especially with us having to, you know, quarantine, so to speak, and social distance and just, you know, practice, you know, a different way of living. And the photos that you posted were from a wedding that I did just on this last Saturday. Shout out to Jeffrey and Phoebe Washington.
Yes.
For their new nuptials, and it was a really, really wonderful experience. It gave me an opportunity for a period here. My apartment looked like a Amazon warehouse. There were so many boxes and flowers and dishes and so many things in here. And but it was a really great opportunity for me to use my creativity, something that I hadn't done. I hadn't really been able to do any type of jobs. You know, I did a birthday celebration, but it was for family in June. And then prior to that, you know, there was really no work in catering, right. which is what I do. And so that opportunity came along, and I was so happy. You know, they're friends. I usually work. Phoebe Holston Washington is an actress, a working actress, and we happen to practice Nichiren Buddhism together, and she's hired me. She's a member of the Rotary. The actual name of the Rotary escapes me, but it's for the Crenshaw Baldwin Hills View Park Area Rotary Club, and they would have an annual board members dinner, and they started hiring me through Phoebe to cater their dinner, their board meeting dinners, and it's been annually quite a few times. I think we probably didn't do anything this year because of the COVID pandemic, mm-hmm. and so it was just a wonderful opportunity. When they called me, they wanted to have a reception. They did the wedding on a very small scale, of course, because of the COVID, but they wanted to get a few of their very close friends together, and they wanted to do it in a way where it was COVID conscious. And, you know, it gave me the opportunity to, I had fortunately been working on hand sanitizer, so they were, you know, the things that we would need to keep it that way. We had masks for the guests. We had gloves for those who wanted to wear gloves. excuse me, my food service professionals, you know, we were very conscious. We wore our masks. We had gloves on. We, you know, kept everything very, you know, socially distant. And it worked out really well. No one was, you know, having to be so conscious could probably tend to, you know, make it a little more nervous atmosphere. But it was really, really a beautiful evening. It was a wonderful evening, and it just gave me the opportunity, like I said, to, you know, express some of that creativity that I've been bottling up, you know, inside here. You know, you have to really get creative and never be defeated. Get out there and vote. I was listening to British before I came on, and she said a lot of great stuff. And the young people really, really get out there and vote. I was having a conversation with my nephew who just turned 18, and he's able to vote, and not talking politics, but his opinion was that he was going to be voting for these people. We need to get out of this White House, our house.
Yeah, I got you.
And he was, what he was saying to me was a lot of what I knew to be propaganda and and stuff that was out there that was not true. And we have to be, we have to really, really get down with them and talk to them. And because, you know, they want to be, the thing in my family, when I turned 18 years old, it's a badge of honor in my family to register to vote and to actually exercise your vote, your voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mother talked about how, you know, and I have aunts still living who were always working at the polls and doing things with performing their civic duties. And so in my family, you know, we, all of us encourage the young, when you turn 18, you go and you register and you vote in every election because your vote, your voice is, your vote is your voice.
Yes, it is.
And you have to understand that. And so our young people, especially with them being so inept to, social media and, you know, and the internet and that type of stuff, they're very well versed in it. There's a lot of stuff out there to distract them and to really delude them with lies, basically.
Yes.
And we have to get a hold of them and have a conversation, you know, not a talking at them, not a, but really, really talking heart to heart to get them to understand that this is the most precious thing, and if it was not as precious as it is, they would not be trying so hard to suppress it and depress it all over this nation.
Totally.
You know,
all
and so
over.
I just really want to, my partner and I, we voted yesterday, rock the vote. I'm encouraging everyone to don't be intimidated by the fear of a long line or any of that. Let me tell you,
none
it's the
that.
Best thing you could ever do. My fortune was that what we went over to the West Los Angeles College, 9000 Overland Avenue in Culver City. In the 9000 Overland Avenue. They'll be open tomorrow. I'm not certain of Saturday, Sunday, but you could check on the LA voters website and they'll tell you whether or not they're open, but they'll definitely be open Monday, beginning at 8 a.m., I believe, until 8 p.m.
Okay.
And you can vote in person if you live in Los Angeles County, you can vote there in person or you can drop off your ballot. There was no lines. We went yesterday in the afternoon about, I'm going to say around 2 o'clock. We didn't have to wait in any line. We walked up, we received our ballots in the mail. So we filled them out. We studied these measures. Do that too, because I want a lot of people to hear this. A lot of times the wordings of the measurements are done in such a way they confuse you and you
That's
think that you're
British
voting.
That's why British came on. That's right.
Yes, for or against something, and you vote the wrong way. This
That's
is
right.
how the very law, what people don't understand about the law that they are criticizing Joe Biden for co-authoring, is that the people of the United States in the various cities where this is law or various places where this is law, we voted that into play. And he's being blamed for it, but it was because we didn't understand the wording. And it's so very important that you understand, because we're blaming Joe Biden for something that we have to take responsibility for as well.
Well, you know, it's like that's why British came on, because, you know, she's out there educating, and then here you come. And, you know, normally we don't talk politics, we don't talk religion, but I've had several people on. I've had Grace Yu on just to let us know what's happening. You know, I'm a part of the East Area.
It's real. It's real.
Sure, it's real.
Know?
You
and,
have to.
Yeah,
I'm here.
And I'll say it again. If our vote was not as so important, if it wasn't as precious as it is, they would not be going through the measures that they are going through to suppress the vote. And we must honor our ancestors. That's all I can say.
We must honor the ancestors. Not only that, we must honor the ancestors, Mario, and we have to stand up. You know, I come from a political family. It's in my blood. And because it was in my blood, I ran away from it because I grew up, you know, with the banquets and the this and the all of that. My people were rabble-rousers, okay? And they told me at an early age, they said, Linda, they called me Linda Faye. Linda Faye, you know what? They coming after you because you have always been a person that gives you expression. You don't fear from anyone. They're going to come after you. She said, so get ready for it. And so I ran. But when I started in 2018, you know, through people encouraging me and not letting me go and getting out there, getting a taste, I said, oh, I'm getting a taste of this dirty politics, right? So I get out there, and then the next year I'm out there. This year I say, you know what, I'm going to grab me a candidate and I'm going to support him because I want to see what's happening on the backside. Because when you're out there moving and talking to communities and putting your information out there and vote for me, vote for us, you don't know what they're moving in the back. You know, those volunteers and those campaign managers, they working. So I said, let me get a taste of this. That's why I'm putting the call out to all the young adults. Get involved, okay? And not only do we educate when the election time comes, educate throughout the year. So when that election time come, you got more people out there educating, you know, each one teaches one, as we say. And with the young adults now, we heard it. Some of us were involved in it, but most of our parents were there, so we got a whiff of it. But now they don't know anything about it. So, no, you need to understand what's going on. And you're absolutely correct, Mario. If it wasn't so important, why would you be working so hard to suppress it and tell lies and do whatever you can do? But as I'm saying, and I'm going to say it to you, winter always turns into spring. Don't worry about that evilness.
Absolutely.
Because cause and effect is strict. You might not see it in your lifetime, but it's a very strict law, and it's serious. So when you're coming inhumane and when you're mistreating, so that ugliness, the eyes, whatever you're doing, placing your spot, whatever and whoever, it doesn't mean a thing. So what we have to do is keep moving, keep that smile on our face, understand from within, and each one must teach one. Period.
Yes.
So I am so glad
that you have to do that all the way through the ballot. It's not just about the president.
It's everybody.
It's about the state politics. It's about the local city politics.
Because
they're playing
everything
politics with our freedoms and our civil liberty. And we have to stand up when we see injustice. It's our human duty to stand up and say absolutely not.
No, absolutely not.
And just be mindful. And as you said, another point that I was going to make, it does not stop with the election. You have to be involved. Go to these towns, these city halls, and go to these meetings. When you see these, you go into your corner store and you see this sign saying something about there's a town meeting going on. It may not be something. See, a lot of times we think that those things don't have anything to do with us. And before we know it, they pass these ordinances and these things in our communities, and we don't know anything about them because we did not place ourselves at the table. And
well,
it's
you
important
know,
that we...
Not cutting you off, but those things are going to change because if you notice, usually when they have those town hall meetings and those decision-making, solution-finding, it's always during the day when everybody was at work, but that's going to change. Okay, you need to open it up so people can get there or get to the people that can get there to do what they have to do. Yeah. You know, I have to pull myself back. When I say pull myself back, because you know that other side, that my blood runs deep when it comes down into social justice and doing the right thing. And I try to stretch it across the board so that we can care and share about everything. But this particular 5 days from now, it has to be a change, okay? And as I stated, all change agents. We're all change agents out here, but it ain't about the agent. It's about the change making. And in order to make that change, you have to put on them knee-high boots and step deep in the mud. You cannot have any fears. You cannot do any retreating, and you never give up. So that is for
like
the young adults.
Smile on your face. with a smile on your face. I'm telling you, your perception and your attitude while you're walking through the fire makes all the difference in the world.
Sure it does.
It
really does.
Makes all the difference in the world. And if you maintain that positivity, I guarantee you that is what's going to greet you on the other side, because that's what life is about. It's about our attitude while we're going through it.
Yes.
That determines the outcome. We have to stay positive. We have to stay in movement. Life is a dance, and you've got to be in on the choreography.
Yes, you do. Life is definitely a dance.
You have to be in on the choreography because it's your dance. It's your production at the end of it all. And what
it is
you
all
send
what
it. So, yeah, it's what you visualize. It's what you see. You know what I mean? And I'm looking forward to more opportunities, like I had with the Washingtons, and there were great vibes in the place that night. I made a lot of connections and networking, and I believe that things are going to, you know, they're going to get better for us all. But we've got to get in the fight. We have to stay in the fight.
Not only that, it helps you pull up your creativity to do what you have to do. But you don't have to worry, because the minute I hear somebody saying the E on event, I tell them to call One Stop Shopping, and then you don't have to make another call. Call this gentleman right here. Get that paid experience. You're going to be a happy camper.
I want to answer your question about how I managed to get to the place where I'm doing. Music is my first love.
Yes, it is.
And I grew up with chefs. My mom and my stepfather were chefs in their own restaurants around Los Angeles in the 70s, and we were always involved in some sort of catering event or some sort, but they would never allow me in the kitchen. So on Saturdays, when my mother would go to the beauty salon, I would get in that kitchen because my grandmother would let me do anything that I wanted. And I would get in that kitchen because I had been watching them from underneath the table. There are many of nights where I was taken to bed where they found me up under the table. Where I'd fallen asleep watching them cook because I was really, really small and they would not let me in the kitchen.
Okay.
And so I started cooking on Saturdays for my two sisters that would be home. The three of us would always be home. The rest of them were older, so they would be out. And I would be in the kitchen making pasta and frying up eggs and doing all kinds of stuff. And the three of them, my grandmother, my sister Lady, we call her Lady, her name is Francelle, and my sister, they were my guinea pigs. And I would cook. And I didn't know anything about what seasoning was what, so you usually got a great deal of garlic. And I started cooking, and so getting old, as I grew older, you know, I was really finicky as an eater, and so part of my learning to cook was so that I would eat, because I was, you know, a little thin kid who anything green wasn't going in my mouth unless it was apple candy. My love for music, I think I came into the world, and that was, but I developed a love for singing and all of the things that I've done over the years, working as a makeup artist, working as a performer, all of the things that I've done, I've endeavored to do them well. And so, I guess about 9 years ago, after a lot of years of cooking, I decided to go to culinary school, and it really enhanced a lot of what I already knew. And from me preparing food for different friends and different birthday parties over the years that we've known each other, some almost 30 years now. Our sister Evelyn Pace came up with the catchphrase, the singing chef. She said, Mario, you really need
to. Wait, I'm not cutting you off, Mario. I'm not cutting you off. I have to say this. Because when we taste your food, we all start singing. And I want to ask you, because I'm looking at this TikTok, I want to ask you, like I did Bridget and everybody else, can you come back with us and give us some more background on Mario and Mario?
Absolutely.
Because
I don't like to
rush, but when you say,
no,
when I say the singing chef, Because when you taste this food, you're going to be singing that happy, happy song. This young man does not play out here. Period. That's all I have to say about it. When you call it the Tate experience, it is an experience. It's like people are fighting to try to get over there. I remember Uncle Shook. Cafe, when you themed up everything and we thought we was in a restaurant at the top of the hill somewhere and we was all on the back patio, but we all dressed
great
up.
Coming from Uncle Chook. Uncle Chook is going to be the actual name of the seasonings and the food products that I'm
going to be putting out. I want to get some more of this. And I'm going to tell the listeners, you have been listening to the Tate Experience of Singing Chef Mario Tate. And he is a one-stop shopper. That is his nickname from me. If you need anything, give us a call here. 323-769-5879. If you thought about that birthday party or whatever and you didn't know what to do, give us a call. We'll connect you up to him. We love you, Mario. He has taken us from the catering and the body butter and the hand sanitizers, the creativity. You know, anything come out of your kitchen, you probably say, well, Linda, you can't be eating the body butter. That's for the body, because anytime you go in that kitchen, I want whatever comes out of there. And on that note, listeners, we're going to have to say good evening to the Tate Experience and the Singing Chef, and you will come back with us again. Just let me know whatever, and I'm going to make sure to give you more time. So you can have all the time, because I want to hear some more of these stories.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Mario. We love you.
Love you, too.
You know what? We had a wonderful show. We gave you something to think about. You know, we like the Karen chair over here, but waking up with Linda Mac Sheehan, we want to wake you up. And that's not getting up out the bed. That means move that blood through your brain. Become aware. Stay strong. Stay strong. Stay focused. Be observant. And most of all, we want you to stay woke. That is what it's all about. We bring you different things here, different type of topics. If you'd like to have another topic or suggestion or whatever you think, give us a call. Give us a call at 323-769-5879 with a suggestion, a request, a shout-out. We're here. We are here to care and share for you. We are about education, unification, and collaboration. And on that note, I'd like to let you know that this show was sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, a grassroots beginning starting nonprofit that's out there for the community. We move many in body, one in mind. We are advisors, consultants, and we bring solutions for your need. So give us a call. Have a great evening. Angie will be with us tomorrow, and so will me. Yoshi, what's up? Tune in, stay strong, stay safe, but more so, stay woke.
As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. And so Kate knows love's a cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Did you know the true love? know exactly when to change. The kindness knows no shame, no through all your joy and pain. And I'll be loving you always. And today I know I'm living by tomorrow. But make me the path for that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in